The Harp of Power, The Book of Secrets, Book 2, written by Alex Dunn and read by Roisin Rankin. It was dark at the bottom of the well. So dark that Kethlyn never knew whether it was night or day, and that was just how she liked it. Her world consisted of little more than damp stone walls coated with centuries of mould and slime and the snuffling sounds of mice and voles who would occasionally pass through her lair. No creature ever stayed long in the well, and that was also to her liking. After thousands of years, Kethlyn simply wanted to be left alone with her memories. It had not always been this way. Once upon a time, Kethlyn was a warrior and a queen. Her people were a mighty tribe known as the Formorians, and they worshipped her for her cruelty and her cunning. For many years, she led the Formorians into combat with spear in hand and her beloved husband Balor by her side. The mere sight of them on the battlefield was enough to make grown men and women tremble and weep. Together, Kethlyn and Balor ruled the land with an iron fist, until one day, a new tribe landed on the rocky shores of their island kingdom. They called themselves the Tuatha-Danann, the people of the goddess Danu, and they set about conquering the Formorians' land. Kethlyn and Balor did not take such an insult to their rule lightly, and soon the two tribes began to clash. The Tuatha-Danann were strong, but so were the Formorians, and neither tribe was able to gain the upper hand. So it remained until the fateful day the two forces met on the fields of Moytura for their final battle. It was a memory that would live on in Kethlyn's mind forever, because it was the day she lost everything. Her husband, her kingdom, and her purpose. The Tuatha-Danann had finally defeated the Formorians and become the rulers of the land of Ireland. Kethlyn survived the Battle of Moytura and went into hiding, trying to process her grief. Through her long years of isolation, she often thought back to that day and wondered how different it might have been if only her plans had come to fruition. If the Formorians had been able to hold onto the treasure they had stolen from the Tuatha-Danann. In time, her sadness turned to anger, which burned white hot inside her. Soon, her only thought was of revenge. For many years, she roamed the land from shore to shore, over mountains and through valleys, waiting for her chance to strike. But her enemies were powerful, and she was alone, a shadow of her former self. As time wore on, her flesh decayed and her bones became dust, and Kethlyn found herself as little more than a spirit, trapped somewhere between life and death. But still her anger fueled her, even if there was nothing she could do but watch and wait. She would slip into the Tuatha-Danann's strongholds, an unseen shadow, and do her best to learn all she could about her enemies and how they might be defeated. She became convinced that the way to defeat them lay with the very treasure that the Formorians had tried to steal away all those years ago. But Kethlyn was just a spirit, and without a body, what could she do? Eventually, all things must end, even the reign of the mighty Tuatha-Danann. The day came when they were forced to retreat to the other world, far away from Kethlyn and her schemes. For the first time in centuries, Kethlyn was truly alone, a ghost among an unfamiliar people, with all hope of vengeance gone. It was then that she found the well. Kethlyn knew that wells are in between places, trapped somewhere between the other world and the mortal realm, just as she herself was, and it seemed as good a place as any to wait out the rest of eternity. For a time, her peace would occasionally be disturbed by pilgrims who believed the well to be a holy place and came in search of blessings from the water. But they had not come by for many years. Like Kethlyn, the well was largely forgotten, and so she was alone in her silence. Until one day, she heard a voice. "It has to be around here somewhere. Are you sure you don't smell anything? The sound came as a shock to Kathleen. She could not remember the last time she had heard a voice, a human voice, and so close to her.